This is The Very Secret Diary of Lieutenant Laura Cadman, USMC, the Atlantis Edition. A Stargate Atlantis fic written by Mara Dehin, read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, with vague spoilers through The Return Part 1, Season 3, Episode 10. Day 1. Spent the day fighting real-life space vampires. Got vampire blood all over my hair, had to take a shower before dinner. Got to the mess late and was handed a vegetarian BBQ MRE for dinner. I think I hate Atlantis already. P.S. Yuck! Is it possible to get motion sick on a floating city? Day 4. Split my lip in the gym and got ordered to the infirmary. I think it might be the best mistake I've ever made. The doctor is Scottish. This makes everything better. Day 8. Have concluded that I definitely have a crush on the Scottish doctor. I have decided to deal with this in the easiest way possible. I took a group of Marines out to the mainland for demolitions training. We blew up a lot of trees. Life is much better now. Day 10. Attempted to eat lunch in the mess. Retreated to room and an MRE. After lunch, attempted to walk off my plate for the second time. Must talk to the cook staff. I was told they were all from Earth. Day 15. Blew shit up on PD-7772. Day 17. Blew shit up on MX-6135. Day 19. Captain Reynolds trapped his team in an unstable mining facility. After 3 hours of persuasion, Major Lorne allowed me to expedite the process of clearing debris. Day 20. Met Colonel Shepard. He asked me how many different kinds of explosives I'm certified in. I think we're going to get along wonderfully. Have the strangest feeling that I would be dead before hitting the floor should I hit on him. Not sure where it's coming from. Would be best not to try anything. Have no wish to die painfully at the hands of the much whispered about Dr. McKay. Day 22. Cleaned out Lindsay and Katie at the first official girls' poker night. Had to fight Dr. Zelenka and his D&D club for the dining hall, but it was well worth it. Snacks plus poker plus Athosian booze equals good times. Day 25. Swapped bodies with Most Annoying Man in the Universe. Registered trademark. The aforementioned Dr. McKay. Took the opportunity to make a pass at the Scottish doctor. He seemed receptive. I hope this indicates he is single, as opposed to gay. That would be most unfair, as he is Scottish and has an accent, and I haven't had a date in 6 months. Day 30. Went on a date with the Scottish doctor. It went well, all things considered. Blew shit up, all things now considered. Day 35. Having had time to reflect on my experiences in Dr. McKay's body, cannot bring myself to take his death glares very seriously. Shall have to flirt with Colonel Shepard for fun. Day 36. A hot shower is not to be underrated. I swear here and now never to flirt with Colonel Shepard again. Day 45. Due to an unfortunate accident involving Dr. Parrish, Major Lorne, and a storage closet, I am never, ever asking. I'm not that desperate for gossip. I was trapped in Greenhouse 3 for 6 hours. Greenhouse 3 is home to the sentient vines we found on PS9227. Spent 5 of the 6 hours teaching the vines poker. Have now lost half of my chocolate stash to glorified wall decorations without mouths. Day 47. Blew shit up on P2X867. Feeling much more at peace with the world. Received a commendation for managing to hit 3 wraith with one blast. Go me! Day 50. Colonel Shepard has officially transferred storage of demolitions from the really freaking small room to the much bigger, nicer, better room next door, and put in a requisition for more C4. In response, I have filed for temporary transfer to the city when the Daedalus departs for Earth. Carson, the Scottish doctor, approves. Day 53. Visited Carson in the research lab next to the infirmary. At his encouragement, well, he didn't say not to, stuck my hand in what he said was a cellular regeneration device. Lost the hand. 5 minutes later, he came over and turned it on, and I got the hand back. Lost the manicure, though. Day 71. Almost blew up the city. Whoops. That one? So totally not my fault. Day 73. Played hide-and-seek with my boss today and his evil alien consciousness. No, not that boss. The other one. And his boss. They're all taking turns playing possessed city destroyer. Caldwell gets points for sneakiness and originality. Shepard gets points based on his hair alone. Weir gets points for taking out Ronan, even if she did put a bullet in him. They say anything you can walk away from. They all lose over the whole trying to kill us all thing. That would suck if they succeeded. Day 74. Lindsay Novak is a dirty, rotten thief. Anyone who says differently has never played poker with her or attempted to buy a pair of socks from her. Most of the socks. Day 81. Major Lorne died a few days ago in a fiery explosion, complete with village testimonials. Showed up in a Janai prison camp a week later. This is good. Would hate to have to break in a new CO. Colonel Shepard's nice, but he gets cranky when you mention things like paperwork within 15 feet of him. Especially if he's in his office. Day 95. While performing recon off-world, Captain Jones, my benevolent and completely brainless team leader, accidentally activated an ancient device. Have learned that it is very difficult to blow shit up while wandering Atlantis with four legs and fur. Have also learned that the ancient rodent population was obscenely large and is currently located, in all their mummified splendor, in the storage rooms of the southwestern branch of the city. Day 118. Carson has been very depressed lately over his new science project. He always gets upset when he works on his projects. I'm not sure why he took the job. I tried to get him to go out onto the mainland with me for some demolitions practice, but he wouldn't leave his office. I keep telling him about the therapeutic effects of blowing shit up, but he doesn't believe me. I wish he'd stop suggesting that I see Dr. Heitmeier. It's insulting. If this keeps up, the sex may not be worth it. Day 210. Ancients showed up to reclaim their city. I tried to explain that after 10,000 years, basic salvage laws apply, but Dr. Weir frowned and said if she couldn't be part of negotiations, then no one could. Most unfair. Day 212. Have been kicked out of Atlantis. This sucks. Must now get permission to blow shit up. Carson has decided to run off and return to research medicine. I have decided to run off and return to being single. At least on Earth, I can go to a bar and not wind up in jail for blinking. PSP-003 was a really strange place. They take the term I-fuck to a whole new level. Must remember never to visit when tired, if Shepard ever gets his ass in gear and kicks the ancients out of Atlantis. I have faith, but Shepard's kind of slow to catch on sometimes. Am now back on Earth. Must start a new diary and burn the old one before, someone who cares, anyone sees it. Would ruin my reputation. P.S. Can you get land sick in a mountain if you lived in a city with inertial dampeners? I think Earth hates me already, and I haven't even actually started blowing shit up yet. The end.